Blog Talk Radio.
911, what are you reporting?
Hello, 911. Help me. Help me.
What is your emergency?
There's some men in my house. There's some men in my house.
Can you please verify your address, please?
51 Shenandoah. Shenandoah.
Ma'am, where inside the house are you?
Tell me, talk to Ren. I'm right here, nigga. Release the hand.
What? I'm a nigga with an attitude, thanks to y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangsta, y'all. I'ma ride by my side in a CPT. God bless the memory of Eazy-E. If it wasn't for me, where the fuck you be? Rapping like the Treacherous Three, fucking cowards. I done seen Dre rocking parties for hours. And I done seen Ren fucking bitches from Howard. And I done seen Snoop give away an Eddie Bauer. So fuck Jerry Heller and them white superpowers.
This is shit niggas kill folks. They hit a villain niggas spitting with them nigga flows. Fuck you hoes, fuck you bitch ass niggas too. Got something for your throat. These niggas wearing skirts like the Pope. Who them niggas that you love to get? Who them niggas that you fucking with? Love to yell that we the shit. The saga continues with the world's most dangerous group. Folk deep in the coop.
I'ma smoke
villain.
Where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma joke who I wanna joke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma joke who I wanna joke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
A pencil, a pen, or a Glock. I'm the original, subliminal, subterranean, titanium, criminal, minded, swift. D.R.E. with that fuck a bitch shit.
Fuck a bitch.
A couple of notes to get your hog tied and rope. Dope like tons of coke.
Cutthroat.
You don't want the pistols to whistle. Candy paint and parlor. I make hoes pop collars.
Goddamn hoes, here we go again. Fucking with Ren. Playing the wind.
He got the
coke in hand.
I got the
juice and gin. Same shit you was fucking with way back then. We keep it cracking from the acting to the jacking. G'd up, C'd up, motherfucker blaze the weed up. We all on deck, fool, so put your heat up. I stay on deck, so man, don't get wet.
Look, my nigga, we can scatter like buckshot. Let's get together, make a record, why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Cause I'm tight as the night I had the wife activator off the mic in 1985. We cause tragedy, erratically, systematically, in your house without a key. How fucked up that'd be. Gotta be near your anatomy, my form of flattery.
Assault and battery, cause we coming with that street mentality. Straight West Coast Rider Academy. Concrete, nigga, that's my reality.
We tend to bust on niggas that get mad at me.
Was it a bitch in the mix?
Well, it had to be.
Lying tricks, told them dicks that I had a key. Hoes make the world harder than it have to be.
Yeah, that's right.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma joke who I wanna joke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma joke who I wanna joke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
Edition of WFSO special. Maybe we're going to talk about a little bit of the WWE draft and also talk about what's going on in a little bit of the NBA, mainly about the Milwaukee Bucks. So, as y'all probably heard today, that they did resign Miles Plumlee to a 4-year, right? Some reports saying it's 4-year, $50 million, then some reports just saying 4-year, $52 million. I'm shocked. Like, I'm glad they got them back, but they are pissing money away. It's just nonsense why they pissing pouring money away on. It's mainly they paying some of these people too much damn money. I've been saying this since last year with Chris Middleton with his contract, which I think he's been overpaid. Then what they doing with, I guess, I don't know, they still in the works with Giannis' new and upcoming contract, but which won't go effect until next year if they decide to do it, because they were supposed to do like 5 years, $144 million. I still think that's a little too much as well. Because even if they try to do something with that now, and they gave, you know, Miles Plumlee, like, getting, like, between $12 and $15 million a year, which is just kind of nonsense that, like, they ain't going to start him unless they get rid of Greg Monroe. It's just one of those things that just don't make any sense on why they decide to do this and just decide that, oh, they just want to, you know, pay them all this much money. So my thing is, if you want them, if the other team was going to go after him and pay him some sort of a contract, if they was going to pay him, like, more than that or just anything in general, let them go. I just think that it's they pissing money away, and they're supposed to be focused on trying to get a championship-caliber team, which, no lie, they did good with the second half of the last season, but still, they still got pieces that they're missing, and adding the pieces that they got with Matthew Dellavedova and the other guy that they got from Phoenix, I still think it's not going to be enough. And I know, like, this group on the Bucks Nation, they did, like, a vote thing that just says, like, do you think they're going to make it to the playoffs, or do you think they're not going to make it, or anything like that. But it's not me, like, just trying to, like, sound bad and just say, like, oh, I give up on my team or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's a waste of money that they're doing, although the cap is going to go up again next season. But still, don't piss poor your money away like that. Just like, you want to have Giannis stay with the team, and of course he's going to be the franchise player from what they're saying, which I'm cool with. This is unless they're going to work out some lure deal with him, or my thing is, like, because everybody know about with the Glenn Robinson contract, and you know why they start with these rookie contracts in the first place was because of Glenn Robinson with the 10 years, $100 million, which, you know, I didn't know anything about that until, like, around I started working at the Bradley Center in 2001 when they was going up to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I can understand why some people complained. It's like, you're going to give this dude all this money. At the end of the day, they end up trading him anyway. Which it was 10 years, $100 million, he would have been getting paid like $10 million a year. Which, I know some people don't think it was not worth it, but I think for the offensive person he came to be and he became, it was kind of worth it, but it should have been maybe like about 5 years, $50 million or something like that. And if they like what they see from him, then keep it going or something like that. And we was thinking that, okay, they got rid of, you know, they traded Glenn Robinson. We were thinking they was going to keep Ray Allen, but Nope. Ray Allen did want more money. He was willing to stay, but the management that we had back then at the time was just disgust me. So we ended up with getting Gary Payton for like half the season. That the guy that really didn't want to be here. We had that with a few basketball players that didn't want to be here, but end up regretting it later that they end up, you know, playing here. Jason Caffey is another name that I came across, and I read that he didn't want to come here, but he did, and he was with the team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I know he was eating his words when he, like, came here and stuff like that and saw what was going on. As for how it is today, you seen some people that wanted to come here. You like Dwight Howard was a person that wanted to come here, but they didn't want him to commit. You know, they want him to commit long term, but that didn't happen. Or they could have got him from free agency or something, but I can understand why they didn't go after him because of his asking price. Because he was demanding, you know, the max. Yep. But he really didn't, at the end, really didn't get that much. He's with Atlanta for like, I think he's getting like $15 million a year or something like that for the next, I think it's 3 to 4 years. I'm not sure, but I probably got to look that up. But it's one of those things that, like, you can't always get the player that wants to come here because of the action price. Wait a minute. Somebody just left? The dude that was talking crap. Well, what are we talking about? We'll get into that later. But the summer league, although it now is between Minnesota and Chicago, which Chicago is undefeated for the summer league championship. So two teams from the Midwest is going for the championship. So ain't that interesting? But as me and Hazel was talking about earlier, that Maker made it to the summer league second team, which he averaged like 14 points and 9 rebounds, which he was 2 games he had double doubles. I think he had one of was a 16 points and 17 rebounds, I think, one game. And another one, I think, was 15 and 13. I think that was the Cleveland game that he had those numbers. Like, in the first half of that first game, he did struggle, but he kind of came in his own the second half. And ever since then, he has been hitting the three-point line. Anonymous. Yeah, he's doing good in the free 3-point line. So, with all these, you know, people they adding up, and it's like, how are they going to juggle with this lineup? Just like, how are they going to, you know, make that work? Especially, they didn't sign him yet. After the up Malcolm Bormo, they had him as the starting point guard, which he's better off at like a shooting guard, but it's just after the handles that I've seen, and plus he only made like a total of 3 turnovers the whole like summer league. So there's a possibility, you know, you can have him either have him start point or have Matthew Dellanova start point, but Jason Kidd said he wouldn't rule it out. So it's mainly going to be interesting what they're going to do between now in the beginning of camp. And also, you know, you got others, people that's in the USA team and the select team that's playing as well. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on, and I think the Bucks still have two more spots to fill for their full 15-person roster, although they can go up to 20 when it comes to the preseason, but after the preseason, they're going to have to let, like, five people go. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what they're going to do with that part between now and then. We're going to talk about a little bit more of the Bucks in a minute, and we're going to talk about the WWE draft as well. So y'all stay tuned, and we're going to be just about a few minutes.
If you know like I know. About it, ain't no need to think about it. Get that money, keep that power. No, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why. Money can be lost, power never need an alibi. Pride, power in my last name.
And if I don't know nothing,
you can feel the power. Even if the company was built from powder. Girls sitting on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover. That facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open. That great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
Get it? They don't get it.
Ooh, we making moves. You want me doing what my power lets you do. You see that money isn't everything. Come to power can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know nothing, I know this paper. Bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know. Power over money, man, and that's just like up. If you know like I know.
Life like when and where. that song, then I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow.
To take the longer break because I had to fill in the. We were going to have a basketball tournament. The proceeds was going to go to Maddie's Memory, which the tournament, the setup and stuff had nothing to do with. Well, some had to do with us, but mostly had to do with this wonderful company that decided they wanted to do this for us. And the sad thing is, due to two people's obsessed with me.
Yeah, I can understand the obsession with you because you are a sexy, big tall glass of chocolate milk wrapped in sprinkles with a strawberry on top.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but attacking me is one thing. I don't care. They attack me, so what? It's not going to hurt me. I can just, easy, just walk away and move on. But hey, we're doing a good job so far.
I know, but I'm saying that's not.
No, I get it. Well, due to a couple of people's actions, it had to be canceled because the company has to protect their image, which. But for the people that, you know, did this, we know who they are. We ain't gonna say any names, at least not yet. Well, since they payback is already coming to them, so for one of them at least, and you know there's always secrets that's going around in Wisconsin wrestling, then there's a lot of things that we know that they think that we don't know. So it's like they want to talk about me or Maddie, mess with Maddie's memory. Exactly. Make sure that your record or anything your past is clean because let's just say we will get even. Just put it that way.
That's why I actually have photographic evidence of one of that person's wrestlers trying to have sex with a minor.
Yep, that, and also with, also, like, evidence of, like, it was a show that was going to be going on right in that area that was canceled, and we got evidence of that, too. It's just a lot of stuff, evidence and stuff that we have. So we know how to cover our backs, so just put it that way. But enough of that, and enough of them, they're going to get theirs regardless. If it ain't by us, it'll be by some other people that's in the baby loss community. Because
I think what they fail to realize is that, and you know this from you seeing how the rally and the support has been just this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
The baby loss community is very tight. Very, very tight.
And from what I learned, it is very huge, thanks to Maddie's Memory and other baby loss communities pages that's going on as well. That community is very close.
And the fact of it is that you've said firsthand that it's a family.
Exactly.
With one of us,
you mess with all of them.
Yeah. And you've said that firsthand. Several times.
Yeah.
Now, kids messing with other people, because what people don't realize is, and these people didn't realize, is that the money was going to get a cuddle cot, which is a device that keeps stillborn babies' bodies cool so that parents can have longer time with them. Now, what the other thing was is that we were going to hopefully have some money going to WIMP, which is the Women's Concern, I can't remember, Institute of Stillbirth, something. And it's basically, it is the only foundation in the country that is based, that will help families with research in stillbirth. And we are also going to help three other non-profits out there. I can still help them out, but I can send them items instead of money, which is what I was hoping to be able to send. So I'll be getting those packages together this week.
So we have other stuff that's going to be, that we're planning for. She got stuff with Maddie's memory, so. Although it's a big hit, but it's not a huge loss. Just put it that way. And moving on, since we got like less than a minute, yesterday they put out the rules of WWE draft. They put out the names of who's in and the tag teams that you can get, because like with Raw being 3 hours, they can get three picks first, and with SmackDown they can get two picks at a time. So that's how that's gonna work. But tomorrow, after SmackDown, we will be back on here and just talk about the results and stuff of SmackDown. And we're going to talk about Raw as well. So we're going to get out of here. So hopefully y'all listen to us tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So until then, y'all have a good night and enjoy watching Raw.